Chapter 11. The World of Business. Unit 22. Richard Branson and the Virgin Brand.
Richard Branson's life story is an inspiring rags-to-riches tale. This self-made billionaire decided at age 16 to drop out of school. He had never done very well in school, and he thought the atmosphere was too strict. Young Branson was interested in adventure and trying new things. He wanted to start some kind of new business. Upon dropping out of school, he moved to London and went to work. Branson's first business venture was to start a magazine called Student in 1966. The magazine became quite successful. As editor, Branson had the chance to interview such celebrities as John Lennon and Vanessa Redgrave. In 1970, Branson sold Student and became involved in the record industry. He started by traveling to France and buying discounted records. He then brought back the records to England to sell out of the back of his car to record stores. He later converted this business into a mail order company called Virgin Mail. He eventually opened a record shop, which quickly grew into 14 shops. Branson's next venture involved buying a castle. Part of this was developed into a large recording studio. It was at this studio that his friend Mike Oldfield cut a huge hit album. This was the birth of Virgin Records. As an independent record label, Virgin earned a reputation for taking chances on controversial artists. The main record companies were not interested in many of these artists because of their controversial lyrics. Branson's decision to sign one particular band turned out to be a brilliant business move. The band got a great deal of publicity when their song God Save the Queen was banned. The group then chose to give a free concert on the Thames River. Both sales of the band's record and recognition for Virgin Records soared. The label went on to sign such stars as the Rolling Stones and Culture Club. Then, Branson took the label to the United States with Virgin American. Today, Virgin is known for a lot more than just music. At one time, the Virgin name was attached to a film and video distribution company. It was also known as a computer games maker. Virgin even entered the clothing and soft drink industries. It is now connected with an international airline. These were all independent ventures, but Branson oversaw their startups. Today, Virgin has changed from a company to a brand name. Branson continues to hold the rights to the brand name Virgin. He also holds some controlling interest in all Virgin Ventures. However, the companies which use the name are essentially independent from each other. Branson's personality lends itself well to business. He is adventurous and not afraid to take risks. He showed this by signing controversial artists to Virgin Records. Branson also cares about more than just the bottom line. This helps explain why he keeps all of the companies small. He wants all of the employees to be happy and for their jobs to be secure. When big companies hit hard times, they will lay off employees. Branson instead asks some of his employees to take some time off. Maybe that time off is a few months, or maybe it is a year. In either case, the employee's job is still there when he or she returns. In addition, Branson prefers to keep business informal. He never holds meetings. Instead, he will simply call on the phone when necessary. As he puts it, it is simply more fun to work for a small company.